Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. We will call the meeting to order. Councilor Trail, you have the moment of reflection.
Thank you. Please join me in a moment of reflection. May we cherish and protect the freedom and peace that we enjoy in Clarington. May we be mindful of the cost of freedom and peace. May our deliberations be respectful, and may our decisions be informed and wise. May our work be focused on and lead us toward the betterment of our communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
Mr. Chair.
Councillor Neal.
Motion to suspend the rules to allow me to take up residence across the...
Sure. Seconded by Councillor Jones. All in support? Opposed? Carried. What? You said a consent agenda and that just carried, Councillor? So I will give all a heads up. My tablet might be a little bit finicky this evening. We're going to blame the technology, not the chair. All right, so I'm going to be looking for declarations of interest, and I'm guessing, Councillor Jones, that item F of page 59, this was external agencies relating to Lake Ridge Health. How is that for a guess?
Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that is noted. Thank you. Do we have any other declarations of interest? Seeing none. Councillor Swart, you are up on announcements.
And I'm ready. On Sunday, March 3rd, there's a pancake breakfast at the Kendall Community Center. On Tuesday, March 5, pancake supper at St. Saviour's Church in Orno. And from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, March 5, there's a public information session on the Highway 35-115 interchange changes proposed.
Great. Thank you, Councillor. Yeah, Councillor Neal, you're right there, so I'm just going to pick on you.
No announcement, sir.
Councillor Anderson.
No announcement. Councillor Swartz covered it.
Councillor Hooper.
No announcements, sir.
Councillor Jones.
No announcements.
Councillor Trail.
No announcements, thank you.
Okay, well, I have a couple. The first is the gala on Saturday night. So for all that managed to attend that, and I know there are other things going on in the municipality, I want to thank the sponsors, the attendees, and staff. Did an absolutely phenomenal job yet again, so please... please accept my thanks on that. Mr. Horvath, could you bring us some news on United Way? And, you know, some of us were at the region at FNA, and we heard that Oshawa was going to beat us. Could we rectify that vicious rumor?
I know that, Mr. Mayor, that Clarington, for the second year in a row, and the only municipality to do it, the first time, and now the second time, has broke the $50,000 mark. As of Friday night, when we closed off the campaign, we were at $50,450. We're quite pleased with that. I can also tell you that Clarington will be recognized this Friday at the United Way Durham Luncheon with the Exceptional Achievement Award, and this is the sixth year in a row that we have won that.
Mr. Horvath, thank you, and I think department heads have a lot to do with that. I think we sort of threw down the gauntlet about a week ago, so for pushing us over the top to all of you, thank you, thank you. The other is, so you know, in anticipation, we have to ratify the budget tonight, but there was a small item in the budget related to the hospital. On the assumption that that is being ratified, the hospital would like to arrange some sort of public recognition of that, and we will be signing an MOU at that point in time recognizing the donation. So just a heads up, and thank you to the hospital for thinking of that. And lastly, Andy, you had the note, the strat plan. So you passed me information, then you took it away. So I would encourage everyone, we are soliciting input, very, very short survey. on the Strat plan that can be shared on Facebook. I would encourage councillors to do so, and I would encourage all members of the public to please provide us with your input on that. And that is all I have. I will look for a motion. Item 13.2 on the agenda was unfinished business. That's the hiring of future firefighters. The challenge with dealing with that is it would be dealt with after the budget. So I'll take a motion to please refer item 13.2 to item 10.3. Councillor Hooper, seconded by Councillor Traill. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. So you're hiding. Who's got the minutes? Councillor Traill, you have the minutes.
I do. This is moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Zwart that the minutes of the regular meeting of the council held on February 4th, 2019 be approved.
Okay, do we have any questions, comments, errors, or omissions? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And those are carried. Thank you very much. The next is a presentation. We'll have to go into camera for that presentation. This is with regards to the Viridian appointment. So could I please have a motion that in accordance with section 239(2) of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended, the meeting be closed for the purpose of discussing the following matter, and that is a matter that deals with personal matters about identifiable individuals, including municipal or local board employees.
So moved.
Okay. We will be speaking about the applicants. We will be holding the vote publicly, Councillor Neal. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if it's on the table, I was going to perhaps consider whether we should move that to the end of the agenda. That's all.
We have a number of individuals here, and Mr. Spratt. Now,
I'd rather get them
out of here than keep them here. Councillor Anderson, thank you for that motion to move in camera, seconded by Councillor Neal. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Alrighty, I am pleased to rise and report that one item was discussed in closed session in accordance with section 239(2) of the Municipal Act as amended, and no resolutions were passed. Do we want to alter the agenda, Councillor Neal?
Sorry, I was just going to move a motion on the...
Okay, so we should be altering the agenda to deal with... Madam Clerk, you had that right in front of you.
I'll give you a motion to alter the agenda.
Okay, to deal with CLD-009-19.
Yes, sir.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Questions, comments on altering the agenda? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Okay. You want it, the instruction as part of reading on the floor? Okay, so Councillor Neal, if you could give me a motion, and including in that motion, we've got the recommendations, the nature of the vote.
So sure. I'll give you a motion to conduct the election for the two candidates for the Viridian boards, and that you, as part of that, you consider all applicants for the vote.
So all 17, 8, yes, or 5? All 17. All right. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Jones, thank you. Questions or comments on the motion? So it's the report forward, and for all 17, Councillor Neal.
Well, the reason I'm suggesting you just simply consider all 17 is otherwise how would anybody know how that decision was made other than our voting? That's all. So it'll quickly result, I think, in after one or two ballots, down to a small number of candidates, depending on how the votes go. But otherwise, how would anybody know whether they were actually included in the vote or not? That's all. So, thank you.
All right. Anything further on that? So, Councillor, I think they all know that the names have been put forward to be sure, one way or the other. So on the motion in front of you, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? Again, that motion fails. How would you like to try again, Councillor Neal?
Same motion with 8 people.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Jones. Questions, comments? Call the question, all in support. That motion is carried. So you know, the first ballot is for Viridian Board. The second is for Connections. Quite frankly, we've got a couple weeks of Viridian left. Whether the individuals are on the board or Connections at this point is immaterial.
So I thought the way, point of order, Mr. Chair, but I thought the way the was structured was that we were selecting 2 at a time.
Well, so technically we need to put someone on the board. So if you want to get highly technical about it, council has the ability to put an individual on the board. The board actually puts people on connections. But the Viridian board is not going to ignore council's wish on that. So technically we need to put someone on the board, and we are making a recommendation to the Viridian board for connections, but I can assure you that that recommendation is going to be taken to heart.
Okay, so all right. I'm just surprised that we're now just voting for 1 at a time here. But
well, because they're 2 separate entities, there's no other way to do it, right? One is for board and one is for connections.
So there's going to be another ballot handed out with
connections.
Okay. But I noticed there's a, now on the ballot I've got, there's a name just sort of handwritten in.
If I may, through the chair, that was an oversight when it was originally typed, so that name is part of it. It's not a write-in. This is for nominations to Viridian Board. Councillor Anderson, Karen Fisher. Councillor Hooper, Michael Patrick. Councillor Jones, Karen Fisher. Councillor Neal, Brian Mountford. Councillor Trail, Brian Mountford. Councillor Zwart, Karen Fisher. Mayor Foster, Karen Fisher.
And Karen Fisher has won that ballot, has a majority. think I need to let you know that Karen Fisher is clearly off this ballot.
This is for recommendation for Viridian Connections. Councillor Anderson, Steve DeBoer. Councillor Hooper, Steve DeBoer. Councillor Jones, Brian Mountford. Councillor Neal, Brian Mountford. Councillor Trail, Brian Mountford. Councillors Wart, Brian Mountford. Mayor Foster, Steve DeBoer.
And Mr. Mountford is the successful candidate. Thank you. All right, so we'll get on. That was presentations, and we've dealt with that item. The next item is number 7, delegations. The first delegate is Jennifer Savini, and she is speaking to PSD-015-19. This is proposed changes to the growth plan. Ms. Savini, please, welcome.
Good evening. I'm here tonight to speak to you about the opportunity to make submissions to the province on changes to the growth plan. I'd like to start by giving you a brief context to explain what it is we're looking for. Our client, 14 Estates, owns property north of Ormond Street in the hamlet of Hampton in this municipality. Our client for some time now has been working with Clarington staff towards development on this small portion of property. The principal of the company is here tonight to speak to you in more detail about what that entails. In late 2016, Clarington adopted official plan amendment number 107, which allowed for the expansion of the Hampton Hamlet boundary to include our client's lands. In 2017, there were changes to the growth plan that have the potential to impact on the ability of our client to develop these lands, despite OPA 107 being adopted. There are other small, minor hamlet rounding outs in OPA 107 that could be impacted by this as well, but I'm here to address the Hampton boundary expansion, as that's the one that impacts our client. The province is currently taking submissions on changes to the growth plan that provide Clarington with an opportunity to address this issue. We are making submissions to the province on behalf of our client. Staff of Clarington has prepared submissions on the proposed amendments to the growth plan as set out in the planning report that is before council this evening. We are requesting that Clarington add to your submissions on the amendments to the growth plan to address potential ambiguity with the hamlet boundary expansions as well. I want to talk for a minute about the approval of OPA 107. It was the will of council to allow minor rounding out of certain hamlets, and that was expressed by adopting OPA 107 after a full public process. There's a policy in OPA 107 that permitted minor rounding out of hamlet boundaries of Hampton and other hamlets, provided studies are completed to justify the limits of those boundaries. Council adopted OPA 107, including this policy, on November 1st, 2016. The Region of Durham approved OPA 107 on June 19th, 2017, deferring approval of the mapping changes of these hamlet boundaries pending receipt of various studies. So at the time of that adoption and approval, the prior growth plan and Greenbelt plan were in effect and applied. On July 1st, 2017, some 2 weeks or so after the new plans came into effect. Now, through the process of commenting on and preparing OPA 107, Clarington staff made it abundantly clear that it was the intention of Clarington to allow these minor rounding outs. And I want to point specifically to some commentary in a May 2017 report that noted that the region had deferred a decision on the expansion of the hamlet boundaries until more detailed information is prepared by the landowners, such as the studies to support the expansion. And the report notes that the net result is that the one-time rounding out of the hamlets under the Greenbelt plan is preserved and can be implemented through an individual decision on each hamlet when a proponent or the municipality has justified through appropriate studies that the hamlet may expand. Council's intention in adopting OPA 107 is jeopardized by the new growth plan. The new growth plan makes it unclear, and there's some ambiguity in whether these hamlet expansions would be permitted. However, a window of opportunity has been granted by the province to make submissions on these issues, which could improve this ambiguity and deal with these issues. There are two opportunities. The province has invited comments on proposed amendments to the growth plan, the 2017 growth plan. So if you recall, it came into effect in July 1st, 2017. They're suggesting some further amendments and seeking some feedback on that. Clarington can request that a policy be added to clearly allow hamlet boundary expansion in the Greenbelt area. And this would give local governments the ability to make decisions about when and where they are appropriate within their local boundaries. The other opportunity is to comment on the amendment to the transition regulations. These regulations are in place to deal with what happens to various development proposals and things like that when a new plan comes into place. Clarington has the opportunity to grandfather the OPA 107 hamlet boundary expansions to make them reflect the growth plan that was in effect when it was adopted. Now, I have the notice from the province that I'd like to refer to. I understand I might be able to put it on the display here, or I can circulate. I have copies if people are interested or willing to see this. So this is the notice from the province that has invited submissions on the transition regulations. And there's highlighted portions at the top where it notes that the minister is seeking feedback as to whether there are any specific planning matters or types of matters in process that should be addressed through the transition regulation. And then the province gives examples, for example, official plan or official plan amendments that have been adopted and are currently under appeal. It explains what the prescription in the transition regulations would mean, which would be to allow them to be approved in conformity with an earlier version of the growth plan. So it's our submission that this is an opportunity for OPA 107. It speaks very clearly to this type of planning instrument that could be transitioned under these regulations. So it's our request tonight on two matters. The first, that Council instructs staff to amend the report that is being submitted to the province to prescribe OPA 107 as being approved in conformity with the 2006 growth plan and exempt from policies in the 2017 growth plan that might prohibit the minor rounding out of hamlet boundaries in the Greenbelt area. In other words, to grandfather in those hamlet boundary expansions that were approved in OPA 107. Our second request is to add a policy to the proposed amendment to the Growth Plan 2017 to allow for minor rounding out of hamlet boundaries within the Greenbelt area, to allow Clarington to make decisions about when and where to add new land for housings and reflect the local context. Now, we have prepared a resolution that outlines these two requests, and I'm happy to circulate it if Council is willing or interested. And I do appreciate your consideration of these important issues tonight.
Members of Council, do we have any questions? Councillor Neal.
Yeah, through the chair. My understanding was that these comments were actually, the comment period actually closed already. Is that your understanding?
The deadline in the submission to the province is February 28th, 2019.
Oh, it's February 28th.
So it's Thursday.
Okay, because I think our comments have already gone in. That's my belief, but I could be wrong about that. I thought we just endorsed comments that had already gone to the province, but maybe I'm getting that mixed up.
For example, I don't have the notice on the growth plan amendments, but if you look at the notice of the transition regulations, it does note the February 28th date.
So are you talking about the regulations or the changes to the growth plan then?
We're asking for both.
No, but I'm saying, didn't the comment period close for one of them already through the chair?
No, my understanding is February 28th.
All right. So when you say rounding out, can you show me what you mean? I don't mean in words. I'm just, can you put up a picture?
Certainly. One moment, please. So as it relates to our client, property here that's folded in red is the property owned by 14 estates, and the proposed boundary expansion basically encompasses that little block of land. So we're talking about a very minor expansion of the existing hamlet boundary.
The chair doesn't look like rounding out. It looks like it's sort of you're growing something at the top there. Well, I think of rounding out as like evening off the, you know, the two extremities or something. I don't know. That looks.
Mr. Rondo will be speaking in more detail about what the lay of the land is right there, but what has been contemplated and discussed with the municipality. There is a settlement there. There's a road, as I understand it, and it's been basically set up for a small subdivision in that area.
You know, I guess the problem I would have, though, through the chair is it's not leaving much time to even consult with anybody, consult with the public, see what they think, you know, so you want us to pass a resolution that you've drafted. How are we supposed to find out from the residents what they think, you know?
And I appreciate the timing is not ideal. Our client's planner was in discussion with planning staff. Unfortunately, the feedback didn't come back in time to make this delegation before the planning committee meeting. However, there is still an opportunity to make the submission before the deadline, and that's what we're here to speak about today.
I guess my concern is, you know, the residents of Hampton might have a few words to say to us if we were to just do this and then we didn't talk to them about it, right? Like, or the residents up there might have a different viewpoint, that's all, so.
And it's a bit of a concern that there wasn't an opportunity, an open opportunity to discuss this in advance of the last minute. You know, it's unfortunate because there are other hamlet properties that are impacted by this, and we don't know whether they're even aware of the implications.
So you have, through the chair, you have been in touch with the province on your own, I think you said?
We are making submissions.
Okay, and who's that? Who's that to just EBR posting? You just post something to the website or something? Or
there is a contact with the ministry to accept the submissions. And just if I may clarify, the rounding out of this particular property and the others under OPA 107 were approved through a full public consultation. So it wouldn't be any surprise to the residents of that neighborhood that this is what's being proposed. What we're asking for is for it to be reflected under the transition regulations to keep that approval that was put into place.
Okay, so through the chair, can you show me what OPA 107 approved?
So this is a schedule taken from OPA 107, so that's the mapping aspect.
So it's, through the chair, it's not a map. You can show me then what OPA 107 was.
There are several schedules to the map. The one, this is one of them. This is a land use map for West Clarington rural area, and that little red box is what was contemplated with respect to this policy.
So you're saying this is taken right out of OPA 107, this map?
That's correct, yes.
So that little yellow and the red box was approved as part of OPA 107 as an urban expansion, or an expansion to this hamlet?
Clarington approved it adopted it. The region of Durham deferred the mapping and approved the policy that relates to it. So the mapping itself has been deferred by the region, and that is something that we need to have discussions about with staff as to what the exact meaning of that is. But that is what was adopted by council.
Now, I do recall there was a lot of discussion here at one point about land being required for septic systems and so on. Are you familiar with that?
I don't have any details about that tonight, I'm sorry.
So you're not familiar
with that? I'm not familiar with that, no.
Okay. I thought there was a certain piece of land there that was like a strip of land that they had to set aside or something for future septic purposes.
If I may, Councillor, I don't think that the Ms. Lang made, that's not germane to this particular issue, is it? So there was no. Nope.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering, though, is what, I thought there was a lot of issues with the local residents, though, about that effort to, you know, around the septic. I'm just saying, are we going to run into the same issues there?
This is an official plan amendment that was adopted by council.
Okay, thank you.
All right, do we have further questions for the delegate? Seeing none, ma'am, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Mr. Rondeau.
Your Worship, members of council, staff, and gallery. My name is Richard Rondeau. I am the owner of the piece of land in Hampton. I believe I can certainly shed some light on Councillor Neal's questions, but the main reason I'm here today is, keeping in mind I am not I am a developer builder, but I'm not a planner. So I find this very, very confusing when we have OP 107 being approved by council. We went through the public process with the individuals in Hampton. Prior to doing that, we looked at the expense it would cost to fund all the studies and make sure that the septics worked and make sure the environmental issues were all concerned, and looking at the fact that we back onto essentially a major corridor, which is the 407. So we took all those things into consideration, and the little red boundary line that is indicated on that, behind that is a huge swath of forest, and to the west is a huge swath of forest, which through the process has been identified as land that creates a buffer from Highway 407 and allows a buffer to the west to stay natural. Because anytime a municipality and a community sees development, what they'd like to do is protect the natural heritage corridor and keep as many trees as possible, which also accidentally works as a selling tool for us developers, because people like to back onto trees and they like to be in a in a community. So we believe that this is a natural rounding off, and we went through a very expensive and rigorous process with planning staff, our consultants, and a whack of other environmental consultants to make sure that this was as good as it could be and it wouldn't run into any pitfalls down the road. So we're really quite excited, and we are one of five others, so six altogether, that were included in this rounding out process, which takes 3 to 5 years and a lot of time and money. This is an amazing opportunity for me as a developer, for people who end up owning the piece of property, and for Clarington, because it creates commerce and it creates jobs and it moves us forward. So when we looked at the province saying to the municipality, we would like to see your comments on the growth plan. And we thought, well, that's amazing, because we're looking at it. This is certainly growth, and we've already been approved through the process, and an elected body, which is council, supported the application over those 3 to 5 years. And so we think it's natural that it would follow through. So we have an elected body that says, yes, we want to see this, it's good for our community. And then we're silent. Planning writes a report that is silent on this rounding out. And when I'm asking them the question, I'm a little naive because I'm not a planner. They say, well, we've been asked to comment on the growth plan. Well, a rounding out is part of a growth plan. If you're adding, it's growth. There is absolutely no reason, in my opinion, that we don't answer the province, and we say to the province, our council, our elected council said, we would like to see this happen. And for us not to say that is negligent. We got an elected body that says, yes, we want it, and we have staff that's saying, we don't think that that's what they're asking. But we do think that that's what they're asking, and if there is no adverse condition for the town of Clarington, it's either win or say nothing and you might lose, well, why wouldn't we support it? Why wouldn't we say to staff, listen, write something in it? And I wouldn't be here so passionate if I didn't say, it doesn't make sense. You have nothing to lose and it's only something to gain. Let the province know what the wishes of the people and council have already approved. And if the province then says, oh, we don't want it, then great. But I think the province is saying, tell us what you want, and we'll accommodate what we think is good planning, and we'll move on. So I'm having such a hard time looking at the planning report that doesn't say anything, doesn't reflect the wishes of council, and I don't understand that. If council directs the town and you go through a whole process, how can one body in the town sort of ignore it and say, they're asking us to comment on a growth plan? This is growth. And so essentially, I'm confused, and I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I'm confused. And if anybody else is confused, well, then join my my club. Any questions that anybody may have, I'd be more than happy to try to answer. I think I have most of the questions in regards to septics and stuff like that, because I've been dealing with it for like 5 or 7 years. So I think I can address those questions. I certainly can address the small question about the nitrate dilution in one little area, because all that was is when we did the original development and we added 2 additional lots by way of severance, the nitrate dilution calculation, which I think has to be 10, we were a little bit above it. So we had to supply a little sliver, a very small sliver of land, which doesn't really affect this, to make sure that we fit within the ministry's guidelines. So we did that, and it was just an exercise, but an exercise that took 1.5 years. Anyway, and so all the other conditions in regards to the rest of the lots and the nitrate, they already work prior to us making this application,
Mr. Rondo,
we have to prove that.
Mr. Rondo, thank you. We're dealing with a discrete item here, which is rounding out of hamlets as opposed to past history. I know you're answering Councillor Neal's question, but it really isn't germane to this issue.
Thank you. So I'm finished. Thank you very much for your time.
So don't go anywhere. Councillor Neal.
Well, through the chair, are you going to run into the same issue in this area with this nitrate dilution?
No, we are not, because we have much more land for the amount of lots. We're very restricted to the amount of lots. So the nitrate dilution we already know works.
So through the chair, how many lots are we talking about here?
Might have to ask my planner, but I think 14.
14? 14. Is it always 14?
Yeah.
It's always 14.
Well, it's a sort of an accident.
I've seen that number around a lot.
Yeah, I think I was going for 18.
I saw that up in Fort Perry the other day, 14. It's all over the place, right? Through the chair. So, but do you understand, like, you want us just to implement something that's very technical around OPA 107, but normally what we do is we sort of put stuff out there and let the community comment on it, right? So you don't think we should, or what?
No, I think with all due respect, you already have. We did, 107 went through the full process. Took 3 to 5 years. We had public meetings, people were brought in, and so consequently, we've already done all that. All we're asking for today is that when planning staff writes their report, that they reflect the will of council that says that 107 should be supported in that growth plan, and just let the province know as a council, yes, we'd like to see this done. And if they did that, I think the province would say yes. But if they don't do it and they remain silent, we lose. And I don't understand, if it's win or win, why would you take a chance and lose?
Okay, through the chair, so why did the region hold it up?
I beg your pardon?
Why did the region hold it up?
The region held it up because they wanted to make sure that you have to prove with other studies, which we've done now, that there's nothing that would make it not work, and they want to make sure 100% that everything that they thought they were getting, they're getting. And so consequently, they put that caveat in there that, yes, you have to prove to the province, you have to prove to the region that everything actually works. So as a developer, we go ahead, we do all those, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time you put all these studies together. So we've already done those based on the commitment that we got from Clarington and the process. It's almost like playing Monopoly and somebody changes the rules just near the end of the game. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions? Oh, don't go anywhere quite yet. Do we have any further questions? Oh, Mr. Rondo, I guess you could. Thank you very much.
My planner wants to know if she can be added as a delegation, and she should maybe be able to shed a little bit more light as a planner as opposed to a developer.
I'm sorry, but unless someone's willing to suspend the rules, the deadline for that has...
I think I said probably enough, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Councillor Neal.
I'll move to suspend the rules.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Okay, all in support of suspending the rules, and your planner's name is?
Carolyn Molinari.
Okay, to add Ms. Molinari, call the question. All in support, opposed, carried. Ms. Molinari, welcome.
Good evening. Thank you. So I just want to clarify that the minor rounding out, as shown right there, is adopted, went through the process, the planning process, the public process. It was approved at Durham in terms of the policy. This policy right here that approves 6 different minor rounding outs, including Hampton. And the province or the region just deferred the extent or the configuration or how much or where that red line will be pending the studies being done. So the idea of adding in a rounding out is approved. It's about the amount. So tonight, all we are asking for is for 2 additional bullet points to be added to the submission to the province. One saying, asking for the minor hamlet expansions to be permitted in the Greenbelt area as it was in the old growth plan. So they are currently making amendments to the growth plan, which will allow minor rounding outs for hamlets such as Maple Grove, which is just outside the hamlet bound or the greenbelt plan area. But for all the other hamlet rounding outs in Clarington, there's five others, they are not being permitted under the new growth plan. They were in the old growth plan, but not in the new growth plan. So we're just asking, and the province is asking for submissions. We are asking that Clarington's submission asks for that, that those minor rounding outs that were adopted and approved be included. And then there's a second bullet point, which goes to not comments on the growth plan, but comments on the transition regulations to the growth plans. And that's kind of a second kick at the can. And so we're asking for the first bullet point, please let the rounding outs that were adopted and approved in the Greenbelt area be permitted in the new growth plan. And then the second bullet point is to ask for official plan amendment number 107 to be grandfathered under the old growth plan through a submission in regards to the transition regulations. The province is asking for those. They might as well have added in such as OPA 107 to this. They're looking for feedback. They're asking if there are any specific planning matters in process that could be addressed through the transition regulation. For example, official plan amendments that have been adopted and are currently appealed, i.e. OPA 107. Prescribing such matters or types of matters in the regulation could allow them to be approved in conformity with an earlier version of the growth plan and or provide for an exemption from some policies in the growth plan, including or such as the hamlet rounding outs. It's as if they're asking Clarington to make this submission. Thank you.
Councillor Neal.
Through the chair, have you made a similar request to the region?
Yes, we have.
Okay, what was their response, have you?
They're looking more of a bigger brush region-wide. They're not specific to OPA 107.
Okay.
But I do know that Scugog is making a submission asking for this. They have a similar situation. They have some minor rounding outs. The entire municipality is in the Greenbelt, and they are making a similar submission.
Okay, so, and the OPA you've mentioned, that's Clarington's official plan amendment, right?
That's right, yes.
And which has been adopted by the region now through the chair?
It's been approved by the region, subject to the deferral of the mapping, the extent of the rounding out, which has to be, it's like having a holding zone almost. It's a mechanism to allow them, there's certain tests to be passed before they will allow it. So the idea of the rounding out is adopted through...
Right, I saw that. Okay.
Through this policy.
Yep.
But the mapping is deferred, showing the extent of it, and that has to be supported and proven that it can accommodate the rounding out through the test, such as a hydrogeological study that will look at the nitrate loading and all the other components.
So the nitrate loading is relevant then?
Pardon me?
The nitrate loading is relevant to the chair, to what you're doing here with the map.
It's a technical study to support it.
Okay.
And but that would happen through the submission of a plan of subdivision application.
Okay. And is CLOCA involved in this?
Yes.
Okay. And what are they saying?
I don't know if they're making a submission on this.
No. Are they involved in your mapping?
They will be once we make applications for the subdivision.
I see, but not right now.
Not now, no.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any further questions? Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for coming forward. In regards to when you spoke with staff, were you prompted once you got the letter, or did you make a suggestion to like go right to the staff and say, we have an issue here that needs to be addressed?
I'm sorry, which
letter? We have an issue that needs to be addressed. Did you say that right away, or did you send it in the form of a letter immediately?
I sent an email on February 11th.
And what was their comment in regards to that? I may have missed that in the discussions previously.
Oh, I didn't get a comment back until Friday that the report was coming to council tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do we have anything further? Thank you very much. For members of the public, we've opened the door in terms of suspending the rules for folks to speak of this. Are there, and we will have to continue to suspend the rules, but are there other members of the public who want to speak to the issue of rounding out for hamlets? Just to be fair.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't see any hands going up. So we will move on. I would suggest we have one item for communication that is directly related to this, and that the motion would be to refer it to PSD-015-19, and then council might wish to deal with that item now. So I'll hang on. I had Councillor Hooper's hand up. So Councillor Hooper. Okay, so yeah. I'm sure, Councillor Neal, you're good to second that, right? I think you're on the sheet to move it, but Councillor Hooper's hand was up. I don't think anyone is really too worried about it. So on the correspondence, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Do we want to alter the agenda to deal with PSD-015-19 now? Moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. All right. So we have PSD-015-19 in front of us with a recommendation. Why don't we put it on the floor as is, and we can ask questions to see if we want to do an amendment to it later. Moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Schwart. Thank you. Questions or comments? Councillor Neal.
Can, through you, Mr. Chair, can Ms. Langmaid comment on what we've heard?
I think Mr. McIver would like to comment as well.
Sure.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Chair. Staff have some respectful differences of opinion with the delegates that have spoken tonight. On their first submission, that the growth plan amendment be modified to exclude the hamlets in the Greenbelt area. It's the staff view that that change would bring the growth plan into conflict with the existing Greenbelt plan, unless the Greenbelt plan was also amended. And on the second submission, that the growth plan transition regulation be modified to grandparent the hamlet expansion boundary policy in OPA 107. It's my submission that that policy is not yet approved by the region. And it's not merely the amount of rounding out that's an issue, but the principled matter of whether any rounding out can occur in those areas.
Okay, Ms. Langmaid, do you have anything to add?
In the growth plan comments that staff provided to council for the Planning and Development Committee meeting, we took an approach that was very focused. We focused on the GO Transit areas and the hubs, and felt that that was where we would really like to tell the province exactly what we wanted to have happen, rather than commenting on the Greenbelt plan at this time.
Councillor Neal, you have the floor.
So, is there any validity, I guess, from a planning standpoint as far as what we've heard from the delegations, though.
Council did approve the rounding out as part of the adopted official plan, and it has been deferred by the region at this point. And what we have been told by the region is that as they work through their municipal comprehensive review, they will deal with that deferral.
So through the chair, but if the growth plan is approved, I guess, as is, or the like, will that affect the rounding out or not? If from what you've seen in terms of the proposals for the growth plan, will that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I guess my experience in another municipality in working with the province through coordinated reviews sort of demonstrated to me that a focused approach is the best approach to achieve a result. And I think, as Ms. Langmaid indicated, the priorities in which the memorandum is putting forward are related to expansion of employment areas along the 418 and the GO Transit hub areas, and providing appropriate uses and densities in those areas and that sort of thing. So this is what our recommendation is, and as Ms. Langmaid indicated, the proposal being put forward is in our opinion, related to the Greenbelt plan, modifications to that. And through my dealings with the province, attending some of the meetings in the end of 2018, it was made very clear that what was on the agenda was the growth plan, not the Greenbelt plan. I can tell you that where I was before, the Greenbelt plan was a major issue, and our focus, as it is here, is on the growth plan, because that's what's on the agenda.
I think, though, I was trying to get some clarification through the chair, is will the growth plan, if adopted, from what you've seen, will that mean that this rounding out can't happen?
I would defer that question to Mr. MacGyver, because it's really a legal question.
Through you, Mr. Chair, in my view, no, it would not, because the Greenbelt plan already